Time now, 16 minutes to seven.
All of us lost somebody, Prince Harry said yesterday as he and Prince William paid tribute to their mother. It's 20 years, of course, since she was killed in a car crash in Paris, and floral tributes to mark the anniversary are already piling up outside Kensington Palace. Our royal correspondent, Peter Hunt, looks back at the events of that day 20 years ago.
Diana, Princess of Wales, is in hospital in Paris tonight, seriously injured after a road accident. Her close companion, Dodi Al-Fayed, has been killed.
Initially, it was thought this was a princess in peril who could be rescued, a former queen-in-waiting who would survive a crash in a Paris tunnel.
I first heard about the accident at 25 past 11 UK time on Saturday night from a reporter at CNN in Atlanta. He phoned up to say, can you tell me about the crash? I said, what crash?
Dickie Arbiter had worked for Diana.
I then went into the living room, switched on the TV and saw this thing unfolding. And I thought, my goodness, nobody can possibly survive that. And then there was nothing.
His instinct was right. A drunken driver with photographers in pursuit had crashed into the tunnel's 13th pillar, killing three of the four occupants.
And now at 20 past five, there is an official announcement. Here's Andrew Crawford.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. In a statement, it said the Queen and Prince Philip were deeply shocked and distressed by this terrible news.
I was in the office by 10 to 4, phoning around various palaces that had flagpoles, getting the flag down to half-mast. Unfortunately, Buckingham Palace didn't have a flag. That story went on and on and on for a few days.
In Paris, Britain's ambassador, Michael Jay, was preparing to confirm the news that reverberated then and still reverberates now. The French Interior Minister was by Lord Jay's side.
I said to him, can I just have 1 minute? Because I realised at that stage that this was not an ordinary press conference. This was the kind of press conference that the world was going to listen to and want to know about. And I just paused for a moment to write down, I think on the back of a receipt, just what I was going to say.
The death of the Princess of Wales fills us all with deep shock and with deep grief.
Throughout the night, Tony Blair spoke with his officials. In the first flush of his premiership, he was searching for the words that would best capture a nation's pain at the loss of a princess. He delivered them that morning in his Sedgefield constituency.
She was the people's princess. And that's how she will stay, how she will remain in our hearts and in our memories forever.
On a different continent, the media was clamouring for a reaction from Earl Spencer. Outside his Cape Town home, Diana's brother obliged, in a way the reporters might not have anticipated, and in a way that provided a foretaste of the eulogy he would deliver 6 days later.
This is not a time for recriminations, but for sadness. However, I would say that I always believed the press would kill her in the end. But not even I could imagine that they would take such a direct hand in her death, as seems to be the case. It would appear that every proprietor and editor of every publication that has paid for intrusive and exploitative photographs of her, encouraging greedy and ruthless individuals to risk everything in pursuit of Diana's image, has blood on his hands today.
The passing of the prime ministerially labelled People's Princess was marked by the people, in their thousands. They came to palace gates to leave flowers and to weep, an uncharacteristic display at the time of British emotion. They were grieving at the death of a royal they didn't know, but who, through her vulnerability, they felt they had a connection with.
Everybody loves Ella.
She's someone that every young woman probably wanted to be. Beautiful, she was just a lovely person. We all hoped that we could be like her.
The princess's body was brought home with royal ceremony. A BA-146 of the Royal Squadron landed at RAF Northolt into the setting sun.
On this day, at this time, 20 years ago, few would have been in a position to predict how the public reaction would grow and how the Windsors would be wrong-footed by the perception that they were geographically and emotionally detached from a country and its suffering. On this evening in 1997, the priority was bringing Diana home. In life, after divorce, she was stripped of her HRH title. In death, the coffin of Diana, Princess of Wales, was covered with the royal standard.
Peter Hunt with memories of that day 20 years ago.